WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,214th time. I'm going to get that one day. You're not. But welcome to this good show on the West Side, the best show on the airways. You're a Giant 90.9. I got an awesome day, Awesome studio full of, I got station manager John Easter, got my producer Zach, and I got Zach Harshman in the corner, my man in the corner. And a lot of congratulations to Zach Harshman and Zach and the BDTV and Giant 90.9, what they did at the state competition. Maybe we'll get a little chance to talk about that a little bit later, too, because they did some awesome things. Earlier this morning, Monday. They just Friday. It's a good thing. But we got some good things. We got guests on the line.
Try not to hit the mic there with your head.
Donuts. We got guests on the line calling all the way in from Florida. So we're gonna get to our guest shortly. But before we get there, what's happening with this little itty thing we call the
Big Board?
Well, there's only two things.
It's not very big right now.
There's only two things on the big board, but we're going to call it the small board because it's only two things. School Talk with Emerson. This week, we have Panama City manager Mario Gisbert on our show today, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the show, and we'll get to him. And he's calling all the way in from Panama City, so that's pretty cool.
Panama City Beach.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Yes. There's a difference. You. When you Google, you freak yourself out.
Also, at the end of today, spring break will officially start for us. That goes all the way till April 3rd. So,
wow.
Only two things.
Big little itty bitty. And like Zach said, calling in all the way in from Panama City Beach. As a city manager for the city of Panama City Beach, Mr. Mario Gisbert, he's there. He's on the phone. He's live. And good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing? How's the weather down there?
We got a little bit of rain, but by Saturday it's going to clear up. You'll have a perfect week. You'll have a chilly morning Monday morning, but after that it hits the 70s.
I'm jealous. And I can't come down there. Awesome. I got a picture on the website. Awesome. Love your haircut. Awesome picture on your profile. So we flashed that on our social media up here. You're responsible for maintaining the management functions of the city government, and you're a minister of the day-to-day operations and most facets of the city. How long have you been in that position?
I've been in that position for 3 years.
Wow. So now, city manager compared to mayor, what's the difference?
The mayor is a figurehead for the city.
You don't mean that.
He's
I'm just kidding.
Elected official versus I am I'm an appointed position, so I get appointed by a minimum of three of the council members, and she is one of the council members.
Oh, yeah, we don't have one in Annapolis, Indiana.
No, but Speedway has a city manager.
Okay.
It's a different form of government. Sometimes you have a council mayor, which is Indianapolis, city of Indianapolis, as council mayor.
Yeah.
As our, council. Actually, we're Indianapolis is strange because we have Unigov. But a lot of cities will have council mayor. You have council manager in Panama City. A lot of the Florida cities do.
Awesome.
Correct. Yeah, Florida, a majority of the cities in Florida do run with a council with a strong city manager as opposed to a council with a strong mayor.
Now, your city, Panama City Beach, is a waterfront town. I've never been there, but what I've seen on the internet, it's a vacation spot that everyone needs to go to.
I agree 100%. I came here all the way back in 1982. And started coming here every other weekend and was able to move here in 2002 and have absolutely loved it. It has one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. I would say it is number one. It has some of the best fishing in the world, and that I can definitely attest to. I've fished the entire state of Florida, and it has the best fishing.
Now, your city has been in the press last few days, and we got a lot of our students coming to going on spring break. What type of changes should our kids look for if they were in Panama City Beach, let's say in 2015?
The difference this year is a lot of the problems that we were having in the last couple of years were loitering and overconsumption of alcohol.
I don't like neither one of those.
The loitering, we basically cleaned up by saying that nobody can just hang out in a parking lot and have a parking lot party, basically. So we've made that where the owners have to disperse that, or they have the ability to call the police on that.
Mm-hmm.
The other is there is no alcohol on the white sandy beach.
Oh.
But what the businesses have done, because businesses adapt, is they've built larger decks on their locations. So if you're staying at a hotel, chances are it has a fairly large pool deck, so you'll still be able to have fun in view of the beach, but on a deck.
Mm-hmm.
The bars have done the same thing. So different places have adapted to the rule in different ways, but you're still able to come over here and have a good time. It's just that once it's on a deck, there are people there that are making sure that underage drinkers are not getting access to alcohol. And then also they're monitoring the consumption so we don't get people to get hurt by drinking too much.
And before John chimes in, for folks listening, the legal drinking age in Florida is 21 years of age. So you high school kids, you must be 21. 21. Ain't nothing changed. Like Indy.
That's right.
That is very, very true. And not only that, but our day and age has changed, and our bars and clubs and hotels have these fancy scanner that don't just look at your ID, even though it's been modified. They know it because there's chips in those and magnetic strips.
Awesome. Mr. Easter?
Manager Gisbert, my name is John Easter. I'm the general manager here at WBDG. I think we communicated a couple of times via mm-hmm. email. When you talk about a city of your size, and how many folks live in Panama City Beach?
Well, that's another very interesting point. We only have a 13,500-person population, so it's a fairly small city. But on any given weekend, we have anywhere from 65,000 to 265,000 people visiting here.
Well,
so our police force is sized based on that smaller population. So when we've got a large influx like spring break, we actually bring surrounding police officers and or deputies from the surrounding counties to help us with that workforce.
And so you're talking like the Bay County Sheriff's Department and other folks, Panama City Police, other folks around?
We do not have any Bay County deputies working with us this year. We have Washington County, Gulf County, Franklin County, Jefferson County, Walton County, and then we definitely have Panama City, Lynn Haven, Callaway, Springfield. We have the officers that are in the cities.
So I mean, obviously, it puts the number of visitors that you get puts a strain on your local on your local finances and local. But obviously, you're making the tourism money coming in helps. But I just thought that
Correct.
Was interesting. I didn't know if you based your city. You know, for example, here in Indianapolis, we have about 1,600 sworn officers on any given day at IMPD. I didn't know if that was – if you based your police force in Panama City on the number of visitors that you get or the number of folks you have in your city.
Well, again, when I only have 13,500 – I would love to be able to have 200 or 300 officers. Unfortunately, I can't afford that.
Right, sure.
The city has 53 sworn officers because that's what we have to deal with day in, day out, day in, day out. And whenever we have a large influx like this, we do bring in surrounding troops, basically, and we spend an extra $400,000 during the month of March to help keep people safe and having a good time on the beach under control.
I know Emerson's former state trooper here in Indiana. So.
Yeah. I like how you say went to one of your websites. It was kind of cool, and it was I like how it just said the boys in blue, black, green, and brown.
Oh, yeah.
And that's boys, B-O-Y-Z, y'all.
Hey.
That was pretty hip. So tell us now, the families, now, what you're looking for is a family atmosphere so families can feel good and come down and enjoy your 27 miles. I did some more digging. 27 mm-hmm. miles of sandy beaches. Now, to tell us as a parent, what are some of the things that we as parents should know as our kids go down to Panama City Beach?
Certainly. And understand, with 27 miles of white sandy beach, you can have every experience that you want to have. Understand that during this time frame, the month of March, we still have snowbirds here. We still have grandparents here with grandkids here because they're not in school. And then, of course, we have the the college spring breaker and the high school spring breaker. So you can have every one of those experiences. And it's interesting to see how the traffic pattern changes, because during the college spring break, all of the traffic travels towards our two or three super clubs because they can drink.
Mm-hmm.
Once spring break goes to the high school spring break, all of the traffic goes to our large outdoor mall, which is absolutely beautiful. It's a million square feet of entertainment.
Wow.
So movie theater and those things. So the traffic goes from west to east during college, and then it goes from east to west during the high school. And then when you go outside of that 2 mile area where the super clubs are, is where you start to get your families. I had best friends of mine here last year that were staying probably about 5 miles to the west of the super clubs. And this is a parent my age, her kids and her grandkids, all having an absolutely wonderful time on the beach. So again, it's a well-rounded experience. It just depends on what you want to do and what you want to see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as far as, you know, what the kids need to do mm-hmm. and what the parents need to do, again, the kids that come here with a solid head on their shoulders, you can have an absolutely wonderful, safe time here. If you're looking for trouble, typically you can find it. And typically if you find it, my officer's going to find it. So what we really want to do is promote, you know, a good college safe spring break, and that's the reason for all the rules.
Actually, that's the same thing in India. Knuckleheads, you know, I call them knuckleheads. If you go wrong the wrong, you go down the wrong track, you're going to draw the attention of law enforcement. Same way here. When you're doing stupid stuff, you know, folks are going to see it. You don't live in a glass house. I mean, so you can't throw stone when you do live in one, but because everybody going to see what you do. Insurance information. How huge is it for students to bring their insurance information?
Understand that, proof of insurance is always good if you get yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. Insurance is good for when you get in trouble. So if you don't get in trouble, you don't need insurance.
Because you got to walk in.
You said something earlier that was very profound. Do the same things that you would do in your own house in mm-hmm. front of your own family. If you do those things, you're not going to get in trouble.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Because you want to have a good time. One thing about spring break, and that's something that the guys here know, you know, I'm a high school dropout. I didn't have a chance to do it. I didn't go to prom, didn't go on spring break, never been to Panama City, never went spring break anywhere. So this is it could be a first and last in a lifetime event for young people going down during their high school years on spring break, or they might do it again when they get into college. So it behooves them, if I might say, to enjoy the experience and take in everything that you have to offer, because you got theme parks down there going on, not just the water. I mean, not just the beaches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, we have lots of activities. Like on a rainy day today, WonderWorks absolutely loves it. Ripley's absolutely loves it. All the places that you can do indoor activities. Keep in mind, once you've had 3 days of sun, you're looking for a little bit of air.
The Golf World Marine Park.
Yes, sir.
Still got offering swimming and dolphin experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Is Goofy Golf still there? Goofy Pardon? Golf?
there are plenty of Goofy Golf experiences here. There's also lots of go-kart lots of slingshots, lots of, you know, contraptions that throw you up into the air or drop you from the air, bungee cords.
There used to be a place, my parents went to Panama City, started going down there in the 70s, and, you know, I don't know how many times I've been to Panama City, but hold on just a second.
Back in the 70s, they had Petticoat Junction.
Right, right. And this,
I am my age now.
My brother went to the Miracle Strip amusement park and things like that. My experience was we used to stay more down towards the carousel, down towards Laguna Beach.
Oh yeah,
the Panama Blue Dolphin. The West End. Yeah, we stayed at the Blue Dolphin, and the Blue Dolphin I think didn't survive Hurricane Ivan, unfortunately, but. That's where we would always stay on that end of the beach, and you're exactly right. Down there, it was a lot more snowbirds. There were folks down there that were pretty much everybody who went to the Blue Dolphin came from Indiana that mm-hmm. week. It was like, you know, and I don't know if that still happens at some of your. I know the mom and pop resort has kind of diminished. There's still some there in Panama City, but it's you know, diminished a little bit. But you know, those mom and pop old kind of motels that used to be there along mm-hmm. Highway 98 on Front Beach. We stayed in one, and so did everybody. My dad was a teacher. I became one too, but my dad was a teacher, and everybody who taught in IPS, Indianapolis Public Schools, always seemed to congregate at the Blue Dolphin, and you know, you'd still have the snowbirds from Canada there. Or from other parts of the United States, and it was a different atmosphere. And then I think it was, you know, once MTV went there, it kind of changed Panama City. And I know that it was kind of like the best kept secret for a long time that we were there, and then all of a sudden everybody knew about Panama City, and it continues to be that way. So I know you guys had tremendous development down there through the 2000s, and now I probably wouldn't even recognize it if I came back today.
I think you'd be surprised how much you would still recognize. I mean, we still have the little mom-and-pop places. The West End has stayed fairly unchanged. I actually live in the oldest condominium on the beach, which, when it was first built, it was actually built as a hotel. I live in the Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue Terrace. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Right there by Alvin's.
Exactly.
Arcade.
we see the same people year after year during the same time frame. I mean, again, during the summer, during the winter, during the fall, you have families that do it, you know, almost as a rite of passage to come back. And that's one of the other big things that we try to do is keep in mind, if people have a good experience here when they're young, they come back here with their kids, with mm-hmm. their grandkids, and so on, and then eventually come over here and retire. When I was offered the job here, they thought, you know, why would you want to move from a big city to Panama City Beach? And I thought, are you kidding me? If I could get a job in a nice, quiet town, I'd love to.
If that ain't broke, don't fix it.
You are right.
On hotels, a lot of times folks try to stretch their dollars and pack as many of their friends in their guest rooms. Is there a limitation to number of rooms? Basically, you know, if it's two beds, it's two people, or two beds, four people, or on the hotel rooms?
There are. Typically, the hotels have those limitations. And then, of course, there's the fire marshal that gets to enforce those for people that decide to break those rules. But again, common sense rules, you know, if the room has two double beds, that means four people, and if they allow you to bring in a cot, that means five or six.
Okay.
But the idea of packing 20 people and having a house party inside of them is not recommended because most hotels frown upon that. Some hotels are actually starting to do a code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
You sign that code of conduct, and if you break that code of conduct, they're allowed to evict you without having to pay you back your deposit.
Wow.
Ooh. So, again, those are some of the things that are being done in the places where people have broken the rules. And, mm-hmm. again, nobody wants to enforce those things,
mm-hmm.
but it's something to safeguard the activities that are going on within the rooms.
Yeah, common sense. Act like you're at home, you know, at mm-hmm. school, at school function, around your parents, around your friends and family. You'll have an awesome time in Florida.
You are 100% correct.
Zach, my producer, got a question.
All right. First off, good morning. Zach Evans. what it has been, and I know I'm just talking out of nowhere, what has been the most challenging most crazy thing as being Panama City Beach manager yearly when it does come down to spring break, summer, you know, the times where people do visit Panama City Beach?
Well, to tell you the truth, we plan for spring break, and once spring break is here, you know, the engine is tuned to run for that, and it runs fairly smoothly. When we're here during the summer, we actually have close to twice the population here during the summer. So once you get to May, June, July, and August, we're actually functioning harder than we are during spring break. Our peak season is May, June, July, and August. But then during our fall season, we actually have to do extra things. We have motorcycle rallies. We have triathlons. We have Gulf Coast Jam. We have all these other events. And those events actually sometimes take more effort because they're one-offs. Again, when you're doing your everyday activities, you're accustomed to those. When you do a special activity, it takes extra effort.
Hmm.
Well spoken.
To give you an idea, when we had Gulf Coast Jam here for the first time, and you have 20,000 people leaving one small area all at one time, the traffic control for that is not something that we're accustomed to. We're basically moving more than the city's population in 45 minutes.
Wow.
And the way that we did that was we actually hired tour buses from around the region. We had 20 tour buses, and we emptied that park at the end of the concert in 45 minutes.
Mm. Wow.
You know, that to me is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I guess just from a question of, you know, the... Because I do think that people have a certain conception in about Panama City, you know, and I'm just thinking back to when I went to Panama City. I haven't been down to see you guys in probably 20 years, so it's been quite some time. My brother comes all the time. He loves Panama City, and they live about 8 hours away now in Chattanooga, so they're mm-hmm. always they're
I was
always
in Chattanooga over New Year's.
Yeah, they're always. Coming down your direction, but what do you think the biggest misconception is about Panama City?
Well, again,
beach.
Everybody
Panama
calls
City beach.
Me. Everybody calls me and says, "Oh, you're the place that has spring break." Oh, how is spring break? How are you preparing for spring break? Mm-hmm. That is, I have that so many times. It's absolutely positively crazy. We're so much more than spring break. Like I said. During spring break, the city does not have an ad valorem tax, which is a property tax. What it does is it has a 1 cent sales tax.
Oh.
So if nobody's spending money, we're not collecting anything.
Right.
So it's a perfect barometer of how much is going on in the city. During the month of March, we make somewhere in the $970,000 range.
That's by but penny, penny at a time, right?
The city, one penny at a time.
Wow.
So that means that $97 million is being spent on the beach.
Wow.
So for us to make $970,000, the city, the coffers of the city, the workforce, the hotels, the restaurants, the retailers, are going through $970 million. That is a huge influx of money.
Holy cow.
But understand that when we hit May, we hit the $1 million mark. So that means $100 million is going through our coffers.
Oh, my goodness.
When we hit June, we hit 132, I mean, 1,320,000. So the numbers get really staggering once we hit that. But then I think in July, we're making 1,370,000. So you can see the order of magnitude of the people that it takes to spend that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 11 million visitors here on beach.
Awesome.
Holy cow.
Moo.
I'm sorry. Those numbers are staggering when you think about
yes.
it. And that's outside of, most of that's outside of spring break.
Correct. All of that is outside of spring break, but everybody talks about, I say the 5 weeks. We have 52 weeks in the year. Let's talk about the other 47. Yeah.
How do your schools operate down there? I mean, during this time, obviously, I can't imagine being a teacher or student in Panama. I don't think I'd ever get anything done down there with the beaches and everything else that goes on. But how do your schools cope with this time of year?
Again, they grew up in it. You know, they were little kids when spring break was going on. They were big kids when spring break was going on. I have a 21-year-old daughter. You know, spring break is going on. She goes to the more quiet places and hangs out, and it's just another day here. But those quiet places that she likes to go to throughout the whole year, during June and July, get packed.
Right.
So she enjoys, basically, outside of June and July, there's elbow room actually out here.
Right.
Once you get into June and July, we're pretty close to a capacity.
Right. I would suppose it'd be kind of like, you know, our month of May here in Indianapolis with the Indy 500. You know, mm-hmm. the local folks know where to go or not to go, and you know, to stay away from the race crowd, and it's probably a similar thing.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the locals really and truly know the little dives and the hangouts. And then the people that come here year in and year out, they discover those.
Right.
And they come in and they meet up with, you know, their buddy from last fall or their buddy from last Christmas or so on.
Well, what I've learned just listening and just doing some data checking, listening to you talk, Panama City Beach is where every day can be a new adventure, from the water sports to local cuisines to the festivals to fishing to the beach. You guys got it all. And our kids are coming your way. Our families are coming your way. So in the final word, I want to talk about safety. So just during your stay, I want my folks to understand that they can be safe there. So just be cautious. Just be as cautious as you are at home. And you have a great time in Panama City Beach.
And also to dovetail on that, I'm sure there's a lot of – I know we're seeing a lot of the credit card scamming and skimmers being installed in credit card and in the fuel machine. So as you go south, be careful of those things as well.
Bad guys got cars. Bad guys got cars, and they follow the money, and they follow the victims. So my hat goes off to you, sir. You know, you got an awesome city down there. I can't wait to – I've never been there.
You need to come here. I would venture to say that the way that you've talked about our city, you know enough to come over here and get a job. We can put you in.
I'm job hunting too. You're gonna start something. I love Florida. It's not far from Indy. It's really not far. I can come home on every 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, it's 12 hours.
Well, I already got a reference, I know the city manager. We've talked on the live airways and on the internet, because this program will be recorded and played back on the internet so folks can check it out. And we'll push it for our young folks and go and check on the airway and the parents to go online to get more information on what you got going on in Panama City Beach, because there's a difference between Panama City Beach and Panama City, y'all. I saw that on the internet. So I got some pretty skyscrapers. I know you enjoy what you do. I can tell it in your voice, and we appreciate you having me down there. Our kids are coming your way, so take care of our kids. We know you will, and I am looking for a job. So,
one last thing for those kids, you know, when you're here, travel with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on your friends. You know, be their safeguard, and they'll be your safeguard. Never leave your drink unattended. Never leave your food unattended. You know, there's always people in places that are trying to take advantage of people, just like that credit card scam.
Yeah.
Watch each other's backs, and come over here and just have a good time and enjoy.
Awesome. Mr. Gisbert, we appreciate it. Mr. John Easter, thank you for setting this up. This is great for our young folks, great for our parents, great for our community. Hopefully, you know, we can come down there and learn some more about Panama City Beach, and who knows, you might be seeing me.
although I have a suspicion you were already up. Thanks for getting up early with us, too.
Well, I'd like to commend you guys. It's been an absolute pleasure, the dialogue that you guys have opened up, and I wish more of our newscasters were like you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, this is a student-run program. It's all about our students, or we don't do it. And so you got something that our students like to do. It's going on spring break. So thank you for your time, sir, and we'll be talking with you in the future.
Please do. Thank you.
All right, great. Woo, y'all. Thank you. That was awesome. That was cool. What y'all think? Push the magic button. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Panama City Beach. 27 miles of sand, y'all. What y'all think about the suntanning?
Yeah, well,
and running.
I've been there. It's a beautiful area. You know, it's a place that my parents fell in love with.
Yeah.
And my dad would never stop. I mean, until he couldn't go anymore. Well, I mean, they moved to Florida.
I thought because of the way snowbirds. You come down there in the wintertime.
My parents graduated from Snowbirds to Florida Residence.
I might be your snowbird.
It is absolutely gorgeous. You know, watching the sunrise and watching the moon over the Gulf. There's nothing good like it. It's really a beautiful area. And,
schools are live from Panama City Beach.
Let's do it.
Oh,
I think we could
get
the school to go for that.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be fun.
We'll be down there and broadcast from.
Somebody's got to stay up here, those X.
Yeah. We got to find a junior coming in our program and was indoctrinated.
Yeah. we've had what? We've done school talk from remote places before, so.
We actually broadcast. We broadcast live from Elkhart, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day with Senator Obama and President Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Elkhart, Indiana. So we get around.
No, it was Mara Gisbert. I appreciate what he said there because, you know, Panama City Beach, I think people have a certain thought about what goes on there.
Yeah.
But he talked about all the safe things you can do, about how you can go down there and have a safe time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are the headlines like we saw last week about a young man from Terre Haute who fell off a parking garage because apparently he had been doing some things.
Don't do dope. I saw it was drug related. I saw one was drug related. But, you know, bad guys and young folks, I mean, even here, you go downtown like a knucklehead, you're going to get locked up.
But I did just what I do, because a lot of times when I go out to eat, it'll be just me. So I'll sit and I'll listen to people. And I heard
people talking about
sitting there. If you're thinking of sending your kids down there and just forgetting about them for a week, no.
Yeah.
Don't, if your kids are going down, you check on them, you make sure, you Skype with them, you do everything you can do as a parent. Hopefully you're going with them.
Yeah. Well, it's like dropping the kids off at the mall and say, let the mall do the babysitting at night. No, you don't do that. You don't take your kid to the mall, let the mall be the babysitter, come back, give them at 10 o'clock, and they're junior high? No, you don't do that. Don't get me started.
And to the students who are listening, if it doesn't feel right, if you got that little that little thing in the back of your head saying, I don't know about this, it's probably not the right thing
back
to
off,
do.
Back off. Back away.
And unfortunately, I think we have some students and some folks that don't have that little voice in the back of their head. That's where you got to have a good friend.
Exactly.
Who's got to step in. And you got to listen to your friends, too.
That is so simple.
There'll be one friend of yours that'll be... I was always that friend because I was always the one that had the little voice in the back of my head that would never let me do anything fun. But I'm glad. I mean...
Keep you out of trouble.
Kept me out of trouble.
Yeah. And that is so simple.
And another thing he said, if you're going down there looking for trouble, his policemen are going to find you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. I mean, that's another thing. People always say, well, that police are harassing us. What are you doing to get harassed? What are you doing to draw attention? I mean, you're doing something wrong.
Can you imagine 53 sworn officers against 265,000?
That's what I'm saying.
Folks, that's remarkable that they get things done.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to have jail space for all the knuckleheads they find. And
that's the key.
And, you know, when you go down there, it's not like they're going to let you off.
No.
If you go down there and you do something stupid and, you know, you're going to have to
They're going
to
fine you.
Yeah. You gotta get fined.
That's the thing, though. But see, when you're doing something stupid, you stand out like a sore thumb among all those people. You stand out. I mean, when you can go to you can go to an athletic event here at Ben Davis High School. Go to a basketball game, and you can scan that basketball game, the audience, and you can pick out the knuckleheads who are doing something stupid because they're not the ones sitting there watching the basketball. They're not looking. The head's not going from left to right or left to right. They're doing something stupid, and you pick them out of the crowd.
Right.
I mean, that's good law enforcement. That's what we do. That's what we did. You try to find it. You're looking for something that's out of place. That's what law enforcement does. You know.
And that's another part of it. If you know, they always say something. When you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. And speak up if you see something's not quite right. Because, you know, this time, it's unfortunate, but in this day and age that we live, you don't want to live in fear. Right. But yet, you want to make sure you have a healthy idea of what's going on around you. Yeah. So if you see something that's not quite right, you see a backpack sitting there in the middle of a concert, that, well, what's that? I don't remember me dropping that backpack. I never saw anybody drop, you know, go over and tell security, tell someone.
Tell someone.
You know, these are things that are very smart to do in this day and age. And again, it's very sad that we have to live in them, but.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, as you say.
Back in the day when, I know y'all late, but back in the day, y'all here anyway.
Yeah, but this is an important show.
Yeah, but back in the day when farmers, I'm going way back now, when farmers used to, well, they still do, when they milked a cow, and that milk is going to a pail, and the milk is white. Mm-hmm. Now, when a speck of dirt gets in that milk, the farmers say, oh, something in that milk ain't white. And you gotta throw all the milk away because it's no longer any good. So if some of that milk ain't white, tell somebody. Something don't look right. Tell somebody. No, this is simple too. I went to the doctor the other day, and he said, I said, what things can I do since I had my operation? He said, well, if it don't hurt, keep doing it. If it hurts, stop doing it. That's simple as pie. If it hurt, you can go on. If it don't hurt, keep doing it. If it hurts, stop doing it. So if you're out, simple. So if you're out with somebody, like you said, John, if you're out with somebody, you know, a little voice says, this ain't cool, this ain't right, don't do it. If your friend says, this ain't cool, this ain't right, stop. Don't do it. Go the other way. You know, stop doing what you're doing and enjoy your time. Spring break's coming up. I mean, it's the time to let your hair down or grow some, in my case, you know, and then just don't shave, in my case, and just enjoy spring break.
You want to go out. You want to have fun. You want to eat good food. You want to have good time with your friends and your family. You don't want to spend it in the pokey.
No. Like I said, and say if you're going down there.
You don't want to find Mr. Gisbert's jail.
No.
No, you don't.
And wherever you go on spring break, you know, the final word there is, you know, most important one, during your stay, remember to stay safe. And stay with your friends.
And again, you're going to have credit card companies trying to get you to sign up for the credit cards. Just remember that, you know, you're going to sign up because you like the T-shirt, but that T-shirt is going to be about a $15,000 T-shirt in the future because you're going to run that credit card up.
Man, come back to BD and make your own T-shirt.
That's
There you go. And have original.
And look around when you stop to buy gas. Make sure you look around. Make sure you're not being a victim of these credit card skimmers that are out there, because people are trying to steal your money.
Right. So we're off the air next week.
Next 2 weeks.
All right, Zach, what y'all gonna do spring break? You know yet?
All right. So the band.
The band. Where the band going?
The band's going down to Florida. We're marching.
Florida.
We're marching in the Disney parade down there in Orlando.
You see Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, give him a kiss for me.
we're leaving Sunday.
And Goofy, too. He's already here. Mr. Easter. Goofy Golf.
Of course.
I like that Goofy Golf.
No. There was a place called Goofy Golf.
I'm hoping I run into Stitch. So I love Stitch.
Harshman? Were you going to be Dr. Harshman?
I'm not doing anything real special. I'm just working.
Okay.
And tonight I'm actually going to a concert to start spring break off right.
Dang. Where at?
Banker's Life. It's called Winter Jam. It's a big Christian concert.
Okay. I'll be out there Ubering. owe some money. Mention business, you owe sponsorship.
I'm heading to Tennessee next week.
So I'll be
back the second week, but going to Tennessee the first week.
Hey,
so it'll be fun.
Yeah, wherever you're going, folks, listening audience, enjoy yourself. And be safe and come back and check us out. And, hey, hit me on School Talk. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. And let me know what you did on spring break. We'll
Emerson
talk about
will
that
be getting his
back.
Resume together to send Mr. Gisbert.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that is tempting. I mean, I could come home
he
once.
He brought it up.
He did bring it up. That is tempting. I can come home, you know, wife don't care. That's how she wants his money. I've been married too long. All she wants is money. I'm cheap. No, she loved me too. Get you guys out of here. To the parents, let's push the magic button. And the teachers. Our students are going to be on spring break next week. No, that's not what I want to say. Our parents are teachers. Our students have so much to get, but they will be on spring break. You got to teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what's going to be given back. Just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with, and that is so important when you go on spring break. No matter where you go, the person you hang with can get you in trouble or keep you out of trouble. So hang with the right person. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Even on the beach, pull up your pants. Please,
especially
pull up
on the beach. You'll
lock you up and throw away the key. You call your mama, she won't even know you or me.
Hey,
man, I tell you, please pull up your pants. Don't mess with the police. Leave them alone. They're doing the job. As long as you like the knucklehead, don't look for trouble. Trouble will find you. And you looking for trouble, they will lock you up. Don't do that. Have fun. Enjoy life. It's so short. Anyway. If you're expressed to go talk, next day, if you're in the Wayne Township, who's that voice? I've been drinking too much coffee. I'm on break next week. I think I need a break. I'm so glad to be on the airways. But if you're expressed on school talk, next day, if you're in the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9 WBDG. They're my views, the views of my guests. Until 2 weeks from now?
With Dr. Butts.
Dr. Butts coming back? Oh, my God. Dr. Butts on the airways. That sounds cool. Look forward to it. See you then, folks. Have a good spring break. See you 2 weeks on School Talk.
WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.